go. Greetings in the name of the Most High. I want to greet you guys out there. Blessings to you. No worries, no stress, no anything except truth, anything except what is real, anything except that which is the manifestation of that which you know within and that which is manifest without. Yes. You haven't fun yet? Well, it's going to get interesting. Listen, there's so much happening right now, but in the midst of all that's happening, in the midst of all that's taking place, your instructions and our instructions have always remained the same. The reason that people checked in here was because it witnessed within, and the kingdom is within. That's what we've been instructed in, and as we turned and looked, we saw exactly who we were and who we are and who we have always been. The lie was imposed on us from out, from without. But the kingdom is within. And as we looked and focused on the kingdom and our creator source, the place where all things have come from, the one from whom we are a fractal of him manifest in this paradigm and in this dimension. Once we focused that direction, once we focused that way, once we looked within, then we understood what's true, what's real. And from that truth, we then walk without. And we manifest without. So, I think it's timely today, as a lot is coming up, visible manifestations. I want to put this out in advance because because you're going to have a lot of people around you that are going to not know and be going all over the place, and because they don't have any foundation, they've not gone for the truth. And so when you've not gone for the truth, you don't have a foundation. And when you don't have a foundation, when that gets tested, everything falls apart. Listen, you've done your part. You've done what you could to share truth with others, to be a living example of truth, to bless and to love people and to be there for them and to try to get through to them. You've done all of that. And if people refuse that, it's on them. You know, not on you. You've done your part. So, you know, you can try to help people, but you also need to know where the barriers are and where the boundaries are, because there will be a lot of people flailing around and flying around and screaming and panicking and doing all kinds of crazy things in the time to come for a window. But that's because of also their own life, their own decisions, their own choices, their own delusion, their own illusion, and their own consequence. One of the calls for right now, going into, if we were to be on sometimes even the words, there's so much, man. All right, into what is ahead. Let's just put it like that. You need to grow up. You need to take responsibility. You need to not be looking for others outside of yourself to take care of and to do for you what you can and should be doing for yourself and for others around you. Don't look to a man, to a woman, to somebody external. You are the person to do, to manifest, to create, to engage. You are the one. And Everything in this system has sought to keep you away from that understanding, to keep you looking outside to the walls of a prison cell rather than within to abundance and to incredible freedom, opportunity, abundance, just everything beyond what you could imagine or think now. Now, you know, that's another trick of the enemy has always been, oh, it's going to be something somewhere in the future, someplace over here, something. No, we are I am. It's right now. Where's the kingdom manifest? Within you. The kingdom is with you. The kingdom is with you. The king, dominion, with you. It's within you. With and in you. The king and his dominion is with and in you. What will you do with that understanding? What will you do with that manifestation? How will that manifest? What will you create with the power that has been put and it resides in you? Will you get caught up in all of the foolishness and the nonsense that the world has continued to try to bait you and bring you into? Religious stupidity and gamesmanship, keeping people bound up into a form of godliness that has no power and is based on a lie? Will you get wrapped up into the materialism and the pursuits and the empty, hollow, fettering away of your life and your life force and your life energy and your life resource in meaningless pursuits and empty conversations and empty and demon-filled people? Will that be your pursuit and your goal? Will you go for power in this world, which is actually coming apart in a colossal way? Or will you understand who you truly are and grow up, take responsibility, and move? Do what you've been called to do. You know, when you act on what you know to be true, that is when you see the manifestation. You can know everything, we've said this before, you can know everything about exercise, but until you go and actually take, at least you hop on a treadmill, you get on an elliptical, you lift a weight, you do something in that direction. It's when you do something in that direction, that is when something starts to change. Not until. So, today is, on this side of the planet, we've been stuck in exile maybe. Now, I where I've been by, seemingly by design at this point, by our creators, forethought and foreknowledge and in following the leading and the guiding of our the spirit. Okay. On this side of the planet, it's the 20th. We've had now, there's a reason that we did all these 20 on 20 shows. For the last 6 years. And there's a reason that we were called into doing those. So, all of it building up and combining with others who are also a fractal of source, a fractal of the place from which, the one from which all comes and all is manifest. Listen, everything that's running around on this planet is not that. They don't have that within them. You do, but they don't. And but the difference is the power is within you. The kingdom is within you. The ability to create is within you. So when we listened and heard the voice of from within Source, Creator, and He quickened us to what He was doing and to what is being manifest, we participated on a very, very high level. But we're not the only ones. And we're not the only thing to engage with that. All of these things are being brought into alignment. If you're in the States, check out what's on the back of a $20 bill. Just, this gets fun. But so anyways, there's a scheduled a particular event, you know, even in the States today. But a lot has preceded this. And I know sometimes people wonder, you know, how we know what we know, or why we know what we know, or how certain things manifest. Listen, you follow that which is within, and you will know all things. You will know everything that you need to know in the moment you need to know it. People run around looking for intelligence, but they have no knowledge and they have no wisdom. They have no understanding. You can get information, but if you don't know what it means, what good is it going to do you? If you don't have application, what good does it do you? So if you don't have understanding and you don't have application, what good does any of it do for you? But in order to do that, you've got to grow up. You've got to take responsibility. You've got to act. As we go into some external manifestations, and manifestations of the answers to our petition, our singular petition for 5 years on this day, all over the world. And as we see now the manifestation, we already did the audio a little while back, Timber. Okay, here we go. All right. As you see the manifestations, you don't break rank. You don't start thinking like the world. You don't shift your focus. You don't behave like them. You don't think like them. You don't go drowned with them as they choose to drown themselves, you don't do all of those things. You keep your feet grounded and rooted in the truth so that you can reach down and grab them and pull them out if the truth is what they want to stand on. If they want the truth, you're right there to help them to get to the truth. But you don't go jump into the lie with them, and you don't go jump into insanity with them. You stay grounded and rooted in the truth. It is your calm, and it is your understanding that is also a witness to what you truly know. People see that. They can see the spirit within you. They can see that which is different about you. Especially in adversity, especially in times where things get stirred up and things start to, now they don't have an answer. The Rolodex doesn't work anymore. There's nobody that they can call. That's when it matters. And that's when you can get through to people. Ah, you know, one part of me is it's some of this stuff has been rough. I mean, the if you were part of the 20 on 20 initiative in different ways, and but you know what you had to deal with in the realm of the spirit, and hats off to you if you stepped up and showed up and did what you needed to do and did what the call was to do. Hats off to you. Because you know what? You took action. Now, do you think that after all of that, do you think that the one that drew us into that, do you think that you will not see the manifestation and the answer to your petitions? Now, here's one thing. This is where we also need to transition to. It's not outside of you. It's within you. The kingdom is within you. So is your answer. So is the manifestation. Do you see it? Do you see it? You know, we started talking Save America, Change the World. I think it was 2013. 2014. God bless you, Sister Trish, if you're listening to this right now. 2015, I think she started quoting it everywhere on social media. What happened with that? Well, that was seeded into the reality. And you are seeing, and you've been seeing manifestations of that everywhere. Save America. Now, though, the new one is, and the slightly revised version, although I will stick with the one I got, Save America, Save the World. I'm going to hold to the original Save America, Change the World. Because it is in the saving of America that you can actually change the world. And the world will be changed in the saving of America. So, but listen, all time is happening all the time, all right? So we've got to get off and out of this linear thinking. Sure, this is the current paradigm moment experience that we're sharing at this moment, which is also an illusion and is also a construct and is also a trap. But we come into this for the sake of those that would wake up and would go up to the level that they've been called to go up to. So we share in this quote-unquote moment for you. Because for me, I don't need this. I am so ready to continue on. And yet, this is epic. What we've all been absolutely blessed to be a part of. Absolutely, it has been a privilege, it has been an honor to be a part of. You know, I remember, you know, when I was visiting as with my buddy Zeph out there in New Mexico, and he was gracious to have invite me by his house, and just these are wonderful special times when I get to see people that I care about out there. But we had one of those small conversations, and listen, if you ever want to have a conversation and you don't want it recorded, just leave the phones behind, put them somewhere else. because they record everything. And so just keep that in mind. But it's one of those conversations. I think those were at a distance. But where I said to him, as part of things, Trump was the decoy, or is the decoy at that time. This was like maybe 3 years ago, and I believe he would confirm that in the future. Listen, this all that's happening, this is not about a person or a set of events or fulfilling something that people don't even know. They've already given their thought process over to their programming, and they don't even realize how deep the programming is, that they want to see a fulfillment of something in a book, but they themselves don't know how to verify or validate that as well. This is not about any of that. This is about you understanding who you are right now. I am kingdom within, manifestation without. So I already put it out there in November after the stuff about the election had come out in the States, and they quote unquote called it for Biden, and we went into the spirit and connected with, there's no connections ever broken, just focused, right? And all right, let's see, because as I asked that question, so I was talking to a dear sister in the States, I was talking to Barbara, the concerns were there, and said, okay, let's go into the spirit, let's see what's going on. And as we did, everything that we saw was not what we were being told, not the lies that were being pushed. So recorded that which is true and that which is the manifestation. Now we're in process. Listen, if you had there's no reason to have faith and to hold on to things if they're not going to be tested, if it's not going to be checked, if it's not going to be something that says, really, you know, is that really the thing? Is that really what's going to happen? You know, you've got to know. There's got to be a knowing within you. And that knowing comes from a confidence in understanding who you are, and also what is there for you right now. You know, I see so often the trick has been to get people to look to something, look, either get you wrapped up in the past and all the damage that's happened there, or look to something in some future moment and some future thing so that you don't do anything right now. So you don't take action right now, so that you don't move in who you are right now, so that you don't see the manifestation of that power that's within you right now to change everything in and around you. You can have a totally different experience for you. And if other people understand it, everybody can have a different experience. All has been and continues to be exposed in an incredible way. But that's not the end of it. Half of it is dealing with it as being drug into the light. But then you deal with it. So now, exposure and all of that, but now incredible things. On the way, I see Patrick in the chat room. Bless you, brother. Pat's been there from the start for so much. And yes, I am. And the kingdom is within you. Absolutely, brother. All right. Listen. As time goes forward, right? There's things that happen on different levels. Ground level, 5,000, 10,000 feet, 20,000 feet, 30,000 feet. At every level, you'll see there's synergy, things coming together. Timelines conversing so that there is not, so there's going to be a manifestation. And time goes, all time is happening all the time. There's things that go forward and backwards, by the way, in and through this timeline, but also on offshoots from this into different manifestations of this timeline, which are reducing, it seems like, because we've been destined to go up into a higher frequency, go up into a higher set of understanding, break out of the enslavement, which also is an answer to our engagement and what we were called into. So we were quickened, we responded, we did what we needed to do, and in that, the manifestation is also there. Because the manifestation, it wants to come. It wants to be there, but who will receive it? Who will action it? Who will step up? Listen, there's going to be so much that needs to be done. And so much that needs to be created. So much that solutions that just need to be implemented in the days ahead. It's incredible what's on the horizon and in the future for that which is human. Made in the image. Listen, you are a manifestation of Source here. One with His life within you. And you create. We talked about that quickening of the sun rising in the west. Okay, paradigm shift. Everything changed. Okay, what else can flip? What else can change? Well, the pyramid, that then the world structure all of a sudden flips. And that which was above is now below. And that which was under is now the head. Speaking to you. It's time to grow up, and it's time to take responsibility, and it's time to create. Listen, the bumps in the road are just bumps in the road. They're not a big deal. Deal with it, feel them, play the ball, you know, make the catch, keep going. All right. Ride the wave. Be aware, but not distracted. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And who is Jesus? Truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So keep your eyes on the way. Keep your eyes on the truth. Keep your eyes on life. I love you guys. You gotta know that. You are loved, and there are many, 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 many out there just like you. And my hope and my trust in these days ahead is gonna be that many will come together out of the isolation to create and to do incredible, incredible things. I'm looking forward to that. And I understand that it's just, listen, it's incredible. All the previous shows are there. For those of you that go back and want to check all the 20 on 20s or the previous things that are out there. And yes, there's all kinds of things that are in there that in time to come will make sense that maybe didn't make sense at the time. But that's all quickenings from Source, all right? And it's done for a purpose, which is to encourage you and for you to also have confidence in the truth that you know and the truth that you understand. That truth is always going to resonate within you. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know what that knowledge, consummation, you'll be one with the truth. There'll be no separation between you and truth. When people see you, they see the truth. And vice versa. When you see the truth, you'll know it. And you know it's part of your experience and your existence. Honor the truth. Respect the truth. Walk in the truth. Walk in the light. It's the place and the path of freedom. It's incredible. And then apply it. Apply it to every area and every aspect of life. And walk in that freedom. Quickens you. Yeah, sure, sometimes it's a bit painful, but it's good. Hold the line on that which is true and that's real. You don't have to back down for anything or anyone. That's part of being a grown-up, is once you know what's right, you do what's right. A child doesn't know what's right. A child flip-flops all over the place. A child tells lies and is immature, and that's not you. When you're a grown-up and you take responsibility, okay, it's on me. I've got to do something. I've got to fix this. I've got to step up. And you're looking for the other grown-ups, by the way. You're looking for the other people that are willing to take responsibility. It doesn't mean that you are some somber, no fun person. In fact, you're the most fun because you know what's real and you walk in that. And so you can enjoy life. You can enjoy the experiences of life. You can enjoy that which is there for you to enjoy in this life. There's so many subtle pleasures for the follower of truth and for the one that walks in truth. You don't, because you know why? Because your senses are quickened. Listen, when you're walking in a higher frequency, things will give you pleasure that people that are base wouldn't understand. I'll give you an example. There's people that will get so drunk that they will damage themselves. They will slam into a pole. They'll hurt their foot. They'll break their foot. They don't even feel it because their vibration and their frequency is so low from all of that. And they get up the next day and they're up a little bit because they're a bit more sober at that point. And they're like, oh, ow, what happened? Oh, what did I do? Right? Okay. Well, let's go forward from there. When you're walking in a higher frequency, you can have a ray of sunshine land on your face. And there can be bliss from that. You'll notice and see things that other people won't see. You will walk in subtleties that other people won't understand. And you will have a conversation within from that which is source that people will never understand. But it's incredible. So there's incredible things, excuse me, there's incredible things for the one who understands and walks in who they truly are. That's your destiny, your calling, your what it is that you were meant to walk in. Freedom. True freedom. So, the ending of the slave system, the ending of the human trafficking around the world in all of its many forms, you know, there has to be that dealing with, there has to be the fear among the evildoers for the consequences for their actions. When there's no consequence, there's no fear of the actions that people take. When there's no exposure, a couple things that change people. If everything is known, people behave very differently. And if there's consequences, and the consequences are felt, people definitely behave differently. These are things that come forward and will be there. But I'm excited. I'm excited for what is coming up and what is on the horizon and what is here. All right? Okay. I just want to bless you all. Be encouraged. Take care of each other. Just walk in the truth. May steps be steady and strong and solid. And may your walk and your journey be light. And may you enjoy the journey. Bless you all. All right. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We might change that email in the future, but that's what we use right now. Bless you all. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.